And that, I've just flipped up the slide, which actually shows what non-operative diagnosis methods are being used, and indeed, you can see that C5 only is used in Northern Ireland, as you know, and it seems to be one unit in particular where 64% of the non-operative diagnoses were just C5 only. So there are, the other places, there are two units in the northwest where 60% and 47% of the diagnoses were still made on the basis of C5 cytology.
We're one of the northwest units that use cytology. I think we would wish to move more to core biopsy as well. I think while the cytology is good and can be used, we still use it for core masses. I think the increased information.
We're one of the units that use lots of cytology. We also have very good cytologists, and while their technique and their diagnosis is very good, I think the extra information you get from core biopsy preoperatively is increasingly important around grade and getting the receptors done in a timely fashion. So I think we're also moving slowly towards more core biopsy. I think one of the problems is if you're used to a lot, just at a sort of technical level, if you're used to doing lots of cytology, the move to core, it's just a little bit more difficult to do if the cytology service is good, because, you know, everyone's saying, well, it's extra work and why are you doing it and blah, blah, blah.
I think there are definitely issues about loss of expertise in cytology, and it would be a great pity to lose that expertise because it's coming back in various other fields apart from the diagnostic field. So,
I mean, my commentary on that would be that I think core cytology is good. It should certainly be used. And in the context, say, of the assessment of the axilla, people are doing ultrasound-guided cytology of the malignant-looking nodes now, which is an important adjunct and so on. So I think it's a question of trying to make best use of the expertise available. But unquestionably, core biopsy does give better, more information in terms of the immunohistochemistry and so on. But I would just maybe, Ian, do you use cytology at all in Wales, and what's your assessment of it?
We don't use cytology for primary diagnosis at all. We do use it for
I wondered if I could throw the question back, because for those people who are not getting the information, you know, you're using cytology alone, where they can't tell whether something's invasive or not, how do they decide what management of the axilla should be carried out without that information?
We base it partly on the radiology. So if there's a little mass, it's likely to be invasive on the basis of the radiology. But anyone with malignant cytology gets an axilla scanned and epinay.
I think certainly within the data we would be able to pull that out if that's something. We wouldn't have it as a standard thing to look at today, but I think we could probably pull that out. I can see Olive making notes, so yes, and nodding.
I agree with Ian. I suppose it's a question of selection as to, you know, who gets the cytology as opposed to the core biopsy, because the ones that the core biopsy are important in are the patients who may have DCIS or invasion in that cohort, trying to decide what one's needs in the axillary procedure. And the other key issue is, are there false positive cytologies? You know, is the preoperative diagnosis rate as high? I'm not sure that we can drill down and
speaking from the Northern Ireland perspective, I mean, I agree with Chris there, but we have about one case per year that would have a sentinel node biopsy for DCIS. But the cytologist can very often flag it up and say, look, a lot of necrosis in this specimen here, you could be looking at DCIS. So as well as the radiology, there are sort of pathological features that a good cytopathologist can flag up, although it's not obviously 100%.
Mm-hmm.